This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Although she became one of the most distinctive and acclaimed voices in gospel and soul music over the past half century, Mavis Staples didn't grow up listening to R&B.
At one time, Pops wouldn't even let us listen to R&B on the radio. But I was maybe about 12 years old, and it seemed that he changed about that.
Roebuck Staples, known to his family and the world as Pops, also acted on that change of perspective to lead the Staples family singers from pure gospel music through the folk-flavored freedom songs of the civil rights movement and into their own brand of rhythm and blues. Those were songs, Mavis says, that borrowed the beats of the dance music of the day, but overlaid them with upbeat, positive messages. It was a combination that proved hugely popular, except for some of their former fans in the church.
The church people wanted to put us out of church for singing I'll Take You There. It was the Staples singers are singing the devil's music. We had to do so many interviews telling the people, the devil ain't got no music. All music is God's music. And if you listen to our lyrics, you see we're talking about taking you to heaven. You know, I know a place. Ain't nobody crying.
Ain't nobody crying.
Ain't nobody worried.
Ain't nobody worried.
Ain't no smiling faces lying to the races. I'll take you there. And where else could I be talking about taking you but to heaven?
Still, it was a stark change from the more traditional gospel records they'd been making a decade earlier. The family group began, Mavis recalls, after Pops grew frustrated with his partners in a male gospel quartet who refused to rehearse.
He called us children into the living room, sit us on the floor in a circle, and began to give us voices that he and his sisters and brothers used to sing down in Mississippi. Well, my Aunt Katie lived with us. She came through one night, and she said, "Shucks, y'all sound pretty good. I believe I want y'all to sing at my church." We sang at that church, and people liked us so much they clapped us back 3 times. But we had to sing that same song 3 times because it was the only song that Pops had taught us all the way through.
Just a few years later, their recording of Uncloudy Day became the first million-selling gospel record in 1953, with Mavis singing the baritone harmony part. But when her brother Purvis's voice abruptly changed, so did Mavis's musical future.
Pops told me, "Mavis, you're going to have to sing the lead." And I had a fit. I said, "Oh, no, 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 Dad. I want to sing baritone." And Pops had a little piece of leather strap that he would get my legs when I was bad. And so he reached over to get that little strap, and I said, "Oh, I'll sing. And that was when I started singing lead.
When Pop Staples died in 2000, his first family of song left a legacy of hundreds of recordings featuring Mavis as the lead singer. She's touring now as a solo artist and will appear this weekend at the annual Kate Wolf Festival in Laytonville.
I'll take you there.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.
I'll take you there.